This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The UN's anti-Israel bias shines through as an exhibition on the Holy Land is canceled.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Jewish groups from around the world are outraged by UNESCO's decision to cancel an exhibition on the Jewish people's long relationship with the land of Israel just days before it was to go on display in Paris. The exhibition, titled The People, The Book, The Land, was axed over complaints it would harm ongoing peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. The one-sided approach toward Israel does not promote peace. It delays it and strengthens the Palestinian Authority's reluctance to move forward practically with the negotiations. We hope this behavior will change. And certainly the one-sided and unfair approach does not promote progress in the peace process. The World Jewish Congress has also criticized the decision, as well as the French Jewish Umbrella Body, which stated that UNESCO is no longer the common house of all nations on matters of education, culture, and science, but has come under the influence of clans whose aim it is to propagate hatred.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In 1977, the United Nations General Assembly voted that each year, an International Day of Solidarity with Palestine would be observed at the World Body. This year, the International Committee for the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People observed the day by showing a film. Later in the day, a concert featuring two well-known Palestinian musicians was held in the Ecological and Social Council Hall.
Israel has long claimed the United Nations and its various intergovernmental bodies are biased against it due to the large number of Muslim nations in the General Assembly.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We are live in Washington, D.C. as a snowstorm is upon us. And we've got David French, my dad, joining us as well. Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Well, we're all on the broadcast today. You may have seen this in the news. You may not have. There was a planned display at UNESCO, at the United Nations, about the Holy Land and about Israel. And the display was approved. It was going to open. It would have opened yesterday. And then all of a sudden, because of complaints by the Arab League, who said the display will threaten peace. Doesn't it tell you a lot about who you're dealing with on that side of the discussion? This display will threaten the peace process. Well, first of all, what peace process? Stop your suicide bombers and maybe you can have a peace process. But until then, if a display will set you off, do you think there's going to be a peace process? But anyways, the UN, of course, which is funded number one by the United States of America, decided we won't have the display anymore. There's been protests. People are upset. But it has been this is kind of status quo. It's actually shocking to me that the UN actually initially approved this, but it does put on display their anti-Israel bias.
You know, I'll tell you the sad part of this, and I hope everybody's listening. And why is it that the United Nations cancels an exhibit about Israel, the Jewish people, and the Holy Land? Why do they cancel it? Well, it's because the Arab League and the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation decides they don't want it, and the UN, which we fund in America, decides we're not going to have it, and no one's willing to say, you know what that is? We call it anti-Semitism. We call it anti-Zionist. We call it anti-Jewish. We call it the wrong approach for an international body to buckle to the Islamic threat. We want to get your opinions on this. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And should the United States be paying for this anti-Semitism coming from the UN? Your opinion, 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Now, folks, we've got a petition up brand new. Stop the funding of the United Nations as they continue this anti-Israel bias. Why should we do this? Why should we be funding this? You can go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. 11,700 people have already signed this petition in just a day. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Stop the funding of the UN with their anti-Israel bias. Then if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Is President Obama making a stand on this? We'll talk about that when we come back.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. The famous Jimi Hendrix song, Watchtower. Boy, it couldn't be more appropriate than right now. You got to have people on the Watchtower looking at this. So the United Nations pulls an exhibit on the Jewish people, 3,500-year relationship with the land of Israel. It was called People, Book, and Land, the 3,500-year relationship of the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And the UN pulls it. And why do they pull it? It was canceled because the Arab League had claimed the exhibit, quote, could create potential obstacles related to the peace process in the Middle East. The spokesperson for UNESCO said, at this sensitive juncture in the ongoing Middle East peace process, and after after thoughtful consideration with review at the highest levels, we've made the decision that the United States will not be able to co-sponsor the current exhibit during its display at UNESCO's headquarters. The United States does not co-sponsor this exhibit. You understand that, folks? The United States will not co-sponsor this exhibit without oversight and content development from the conception to final production. Now, what if it was an exhibit of the Palestinian Authority? Do you think the United States would say, you know what? We're not going to sponsor that. Of course they would not. But let's step on the Jews. Why do we get to do that? Well, we do that because, you know, the Jews are the aggressor in the Middle East. And we're all going to sit here and say, well, this is just the UN. But, folks, it's not just the UN. It's the United States. The State Department's director of UNESCO affairs made this statement. Let me say it again. The State Department's director of UNESCO made this statement. And the United States does not co-sponsor this exhibit, especially at this sensitive time. Let's send a little message to the UN and a little message to the State Department. You know what? Don't take our taxpayer dollars and spend it on this nonsense at the UN, the nonsense of what the UN does generally. So here's what you do. You go to aclj.org, and you sign that petition right now, aclj.org, or you call us, and everybody that's listening to us needs to make this call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Folks, listen, don't just blame the UN here. This is the United States, too. Again, our State Department. They can't negotiate the release of a pastor, an American citizen held in Iran, but they'll step on the state of Israel and the Jewish people by saying, oh, this is not sensitive to the Palestinian plight. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Again, we want you to take direct action. You can do that at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to kind of go around the horn here. I'm going to start with David French. I mean, the reality of this, and we do a lot of work at the UN, is this is absurd. that the United Nations has pulled the exhibit, and the United States is going along with it.
Oh, it's beyond absurd, especially when you consider the motivation behind this. Look, here's the bottom line. The Arab countries in the Middle East have been denying the Jewish place in the Middle East for a long time. They believe, and they don't believe this, they say this. This is the propaganda they say, that there were not Jews in the Middle East until the Zionist movement.
The regime, right.
Until Israel came about in 1948. They deny the 3,500-year history. They deny
right.
it. And so this exhibit, which is just history, it is history. They don't want people to know the real history.
By the way, we have popped over 12,000 signatures online, so we've gone up almost 800 since we just have gone on the air. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So let me go to Than and then Jordan. Than, let's look at this. The funding issue with the UN is always a big one. But here you've got a policy statement of UNESCO that is unbelievable. And our State Department is saying we're not going to allow look what they're talking about. People, book, and land, the 3,500-year relationship of the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And it is basically like Holocaust denial. They're denying that Israel has a relationship with the Jewish people, exactly what David French said. And I want to know what Congress, because this should outrage members of Congress, because this is absurd.
It really should. I mean, the worst part of this, Jay, to be honest with you, is the State Department statement. I mean,
yeah.
We're accredited at the United Nations, so we see this. This is really who the United Nations has been for a long time. I mean, they censure Israel more than all the other nations of the world combined. I mean, many of the nations refuse to even say the name Israel on the General Assembly floor. I think a lot of people don't know that. We see it because we're there. But now, Jay, this goes beyond just being, you know, a quarter of the United Nations funding. This is now the United States actually enabling the bias and the anti-Semitism that exists at the United Nations. This is something
yeah.
that members of Congress have got to push back
They
on.
Really do. I'm going to play something, Jordan, then I want your comment on this. Listen to number three. This is a reporter for Press TV talking to an Iranian representative at the General Assembly of the UN. Listen to number three.
At the General Assembly, Ghulam Hossein Degani, permanent deputy representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, spoke on behalf of the Nine-Aligned Movement.
On this day, the international community reaffirms its continued and unwavering support for and solidarity with the long-suffering people of Palestine in their national struggle to achieve the independence of their state, peace, and justice.
I'm going to say this, and this is going to be controversial, and I want Jordan to respond. This is going to be controversial. The Palestinian plight is a pawn in the Arab League's arrow. They are just pawns on the chessboard to be moved around. They've been in these camps for 60 years in these refugee camps. The Palestinians are Jordanians. Who are we kidding here? So they use them as pawns. And Jordan, it's time that we, the American people, say enough is enough and stop funding this nonsense. To
yeah,
billions
I mean,
of dollars.
It's a perfect example of $7 billion last year. It's
Say
for the
number again.
You know, $7 billion of American taxpayer dollars going to fund the United Nations, which, you know, as much as we're involved in, it is a kind of it's a course. And if you think our bureaucracy in the United States is bad, wait till you see what it looks like at the international level. It's a bunch of mostly people giving speeches and you know, this diplomatic processes, if you will. And it's just bureaucracy on layers of bureaucracy. They hate America, by the way.
Right.
I mean, the whole structure that we fund. And without us, it would be basically bankrupt unless they want to take their funding, I guess, from China, which would make it another laughing stock. But it's no surprise here. The bullies at the UN get what they want. And unfortunately, the United States, who really could be and at one point was the leader there, we've become part of the weak side of the UN. I'd say we've joined the Europeans in that aspect.
Yeah.
That even with the European Union, that's 28 states right there. You'd think with the EU and us, we could kind of send a message, but we're not willing to. We're not willing to stand up to people who would literally kill over a display that they don't like.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the problem with that part of the world.
You're absolutely right. Let's take a phone call. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call.
Yeah, let's go to Josh in New York, line one. Josh, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Josh.
First of all, Israel and that whole area does not belong to the Jews, and they don't belong there.
Oh, really? Where do they belong? Who does it? Oh, I love this. All right, Josh. Who does it belong to?
Nobody doesn't like the Jews.
Yeah, so who does the land belong to? Josh, you hung up because you're you know what, Josh? You're the problem. That's the real answer. You come on a radio broadcast, you make one stupid statement, and that's what it was, and then you hang up the phone. But if you're still there, I'd sure like to speak. You still there, Josh? Oh, no, Josh. What a shock. Let's try another phone call. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is why you do radio every day live, folks. Go ahead. Who's next, Jordan?
We'll go to Zeb calling in from North Carolina, line 2. Zeb, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Zeb.
Hey, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, we know what the problem is here, and that is that Scripture's already telling us that the Palestinians will never have peace, and we already know that there's a spiritual warfare between the two various ideologies, or really, to be honest with you, the real God and the false God.
Yeah, it's a clash. I think it's, you know, I say it this way. It's a clash, David, of world civilizations. I mean, it's these two worldviews, and you've got this, we have our Western mindset on liberty, freedom, people make choices, the Judeo-Christian heritage. And then the Islamic world has so much power in the United Nations that they could say, we don't want this exhibit for the Jews, so out it goes. And I think Zeb's right, it is a clash of worldviews.
Well, and let's call it for what it is. It's anti-Semitism.
Yes.
I mean, anyone who goes in with their eyes open to the Middle East and spends more than 10 minutes there knows that the Arab world and Iran and other countries in the Muslim world are overrun with unbelievable anti-Semitism. I mean, they use propaganda in the Palestinian authorities and the Palestinian territories that harkens back to the days of World War II. They use the same kind of propaganda.
Yeah, you're right.
It's unbelievable. And that the United States would give that the time of day is just amazing to
me. Well, time of day, or how about $7 billion? All right, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. We're going into a break, folks. Here's what I need you to do. We've got a very simple and straightforward petition up. It's called Stop Funding the United Nations. The UN never stops its attacks on Israel or the United States, and now we've got the U.S. going on along with it. Last week, the UN body canceled an exhibit showing 35 years of history between the Jewish people and Israel. So the same UN body that canceled that request, who'd they cancel on behalf of? Radical jihadists. So that's who they're kowtowing to. 12,459 of you have signed up online. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign there. ACLJ.org. You can't go to the website. Everybody else, go to your phones right now. Sign this petition. Let's get to 15,000 right away. 877-989-2255. It's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org, the easiest way to do it. Or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Never Been Any Reason song. That was a famous song by Head East and our friend John Schlitt. That was recorded by our band here at our studios. And the United Nations decides, and here's a reason to fight back, by the way. So the UN pulls an exhibit on the Jewish people's 3,500-year relationship to the land of Israel because the Muslims complained. I'm going to put it really generic. Because the Muslim community complained, so we pull the Jewish exhibit. And guess who's the funder of all this? The good old USA. And guess what our State Department says? Well, we're not going to fund it because it would be critical to the peace process, which, as Jordan said, what peace process? I mean, it's like the whole thing's a joke. Meanwhile, they pull an event and pull an exhibit for the Jewish people. And this has got us absolutely, positively outraged. We're not taking it lying down either, folks. We've got a petition up right now at ACLJ.org for you to sign. You can call us at 877-989-2255. Now, Fan, there is pending right now legislation that could deal with this and start sending a message to these people. They don't just get our $7 billion.
Yeah, it's been put forward by Senator Orrin Hatch. He actually put this forward after the UN granted the PA, the Palestinian Authority, non-member status several months back. It would eliminate all of our funding to the United Nations. And, Jay, I mean, I think a lot of our listeners are probably in this same place. In this budget crisis that we're in, I can't think of a better place than to save some money by quit wasting it by sending it to the United Nations. If that would pass the Senate, it would go to the president for his signature, and we'd save a bunch of money right off the bat.
All right, so 12,688 of you have signed this petition. We've gone up above over 1,000 just in the last 20 minutes here on air. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can sign that petition as well. ACLJ.org, you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. So either 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's not send our $7 billion. Let's take another phone call. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yeah, let's go to Henry in Georgia on line 5. Henry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Henry.
Right. Yeah, I don't like playing the dozens. I think it's interesting that they would do this around the King holiday. Sounds like a war tactic to me. The United Nations is the biggest welfare program we got going.
Yeah, well, and the worst part of it is we're funding it.
We got to cut that welfare out. And another thing, the pastors at the grassroots level.
Yes, sir.
Seem to be connected with what's really happening. I mean, the people who are Obama's supposed to be, quote, representing are the ones who seem to be kept in the dark the most.
Well, you know, it's interesting here, and I know that you're a pastor, and I appreciate you calling in, Henry. The reality is, you're right. And I think there is this kind of approach on foreign policy, and I'm going to go to David and Jordan on this. You know, when you look at the policy, why are we shocked that the United States will not be able to co-sponsor this current exhibit, and they're worried about the people? Why are we shocked at all of this? I mean, they left an American in jail while they're negotiating with Iran, or three Americans. So why would this be shocking to us or to the rest of the world that they decided to pull this? But what a statement of anti-Semitism, folks. You call it whatever you want. I call it anti-Semitic.
You know, it goes back to the original Obama idea that the President Obama's idea was that if you just give in to the jihadists enough, they'll start liking us.
Yeah, right.
If you just surrender enough, they'll start liking us. Well, you know what? If you surrender to them, they win. You know, and I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations. Right now, we're funding anti-Semitism and Christian persecution when you combine the UN funding with our funding of radical Islamic regimes around the world, $25 billion a year.
$25 billion a year to regimes that are killing Christians, imprisoning Christians, and are anti-Semitic. How do you feel about that one, folks? So, again, you want to take some action and help us out, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me say, share this on Facebook. Get this out on social media. So, ACLJ.org, again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, when you look at this, and I know you've done a lot of work at the UN. You were just there testifying a couple months back, and you'll be back there again. The reality is the anti-Semitic mindset, the anti-American mindset, that's the real deal of what's going on at the UN.
Yeah, I mean, I think underlying it, you know, there are people out there who think that it's because of Israel that they don't like us. And I actually think it's because of us they don't like Israel. They don't like America. And when I say this, I mean it goes from European kind of, thinking that they're better, their socialized way, and that they're kind of lived to this higher cause, to the more totalitarian governments that we threaten. They're never really sure, you know, how much longer they have if they you know, tip too far. So there's this whole mindset there. It goes from the most liberal countries to the most, you know, fascist-like totalitarian dictatorships, from the Islamist to those who won't allow any religion. And they all, it's not because of Israel. They don't like us. And Israel is kind of a proxy for the United States. It's a reminder of the United States and the Western influence in the Middle East, and that when you have real democracies, you have real stability, you have a good economy, what these countries all lack.
And which then goes back to Than's point of the political action that can take place here. We're getting quite a reaction, Than, already. I mean, we're approaching, with phone calls, we're probably over 13,000 signatures. David, how long has this petition been up?
Just about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours, 13,000 signatures, which is unbelievably impressive. So what's the political kind of touch point here?
Well, I think it's to make members of Congress realize what our last caller, Henry, realized, and that is just how openly hostile the United Nations is. I mean, you heard Jordan describing the anti-Semitism. It's open, Jay. I mean, these OIC member nations go to the floor and openly call for the annihilation of Israel, and I think there needs to be a greater member education effort. We will be at the forefront of that with members of Congress because, Jay, the United States of America, we're responsible for this if we are going to continue to send a quarter of the UN's funding and allow them to continue to act as they do.
You know, I'm going to play this one also, because this, is again, is the Iranian representative at the General Assembly. This is who we're allowing to speak. Listen to number five.
In this regard, NAM calls for a complete end to all Israeli settlement activities, the construction of the wall, home demolitions, residency revocations, excavations, including near Al-Haram, Al-Sharif, Nobel Sanctuary, and closure of Palestinian institutions in the city.
And we'd like to have Israel pushed into the sea. I mean, why don't we just add that too? Because that's what they call for. I mean, Hamas says that in their charter, so why don't we just say it what it is? Call for, you know, let's push Israel into the sea. That would work for them. And we're giving $7 billion, and David just said $25 billion. I mean, we're sending F-6 to F-18s and 200 tanks over to the Muslim Brotherhood. I blame the president on this, by the way, and I believe that you could blame the Secretary of State, but it's the president. And to allow this to take place and do nothing about it would be a travesty on our end. So here's what we're doing, folks. We're going to ask you to mobilize a couple of things. Number one, share us and like us on Facebook. It's very important. We're building our Facebook presence here. It's really important that you do that. Also, we're here for another half hour, so make sure you're listening to the broadcast on SiriusXM. You get the whole hour of the broadcast on number of stations as well, or just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Now, I'm seeing right now 12,866 signatures on this petition. Actually, 12,940. So we are really growing quickly here. We've got over a couple hundred, almost 300 phone calls. So I want everybody that's listening to me to understand here, we've got to stop this funding of the UN without condition. That's the problem. And this is standing for the Jewish people, but also standing for our own interests here in America. If you want to do that, and it's very, you know, Scripture's clear, I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee, and they are cursing the Jewish state of Israel. And we're allowing it to take place. I want to stand and fight, and I need your help. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Again, folks, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. Understand something. You're getting the news behind the news. That figure that David put out, $25 billion. We're going to get into that when we come back to the break. How are we funding $25 billion of aid to these governments? ACLJ.org to sign that petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls. We're discussing the UN, which has decided to, after they agreed to show an exhibition on the Holy Land and Jews in the Holy Land, Israel. This should, you know, was going to be in UNESCO. That's in Paris. I mean, this was not going to be. By the way, I mean to just kind of put this into perspective. When I was at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, which is a much bigger part of the United Nations, there were probably 50 displays when you walk in. No one's really looking at them. So to act like this is like a museum opening at the Smithsonian, it's not. We're talking some panels on a wall in pretty rundown old buildings that the UN uses. And listen, it's not a bad thing. All the other countries are allowed to do it. Everybody else is allowed to put their history up. But of course, at the end of the day, the Arabs complain and the Jews are not allowed to put forward their display. I mean, that's basically the bottom line. And we have people who are actually disagreeing with us. We'll take those phone calls as well. We don't just take people who agree. So Marjorie has been holding on from New York on line 4. And Marjorie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to really converse with you before you cut me off. Not that you have done that deliberately in any past times at all, but I just want to know, if the Jews were not in the equation, who would we replace them with to continue to have this kind of a dialogue that just seems to just divide us as a people, as a nation, as a global community?
Well, I don't think it divides. First of all, dividing us as a people, as Americans, I see no evidence of that. I mean, that it's one of the issues Americans are actually most united on. It's the least partisan issue in Washington, D.C. As a global community, I don't really care about bad actors. I mean, you think about a bunch of suicide bombers that Israel's surrounded by. They're surrounded by people who would riot over a little display at UNESCO, a building most of them can't even legally access. Unless you are a diplomat or you're a group like us with a credential and your picture on it, no one listening right now can even go see it. I mean, unless you're invited or you're on a tour, which I doubt many of you are. You know, your first thing you're going to do in Paris is say, let me go see that UNESCO building. So this is why I would say, Marjorie, it's not divisive in America. And I think Americans are pretty, I don't want to say dumb, but it's pretty dumb to think that this is really just about Israel. It's about us. We're the ultimate evil that these countries want to see destroyed. They have much longer histories than we do. So they see us as a short-term problem that can be handled and dealt with by working together. And what do you see? You see countries, strange bedfellows coming together, places like, you know, China and Russia, along with, you know, totalitarians like Iran working together. Not because they're all going to be friends in the future, but for now there's a bigger problem, and that bigger problem has been the United States of America. So that's where I would leave that. I don't think that there's a big divisive issue in the world when it comes to this.
David, you've served in the region, in the military. So this idea, I mean, if it wasn't for the Jews, which is how Marjorie started this, which is brings up the whole, which is what they want, actually. They don't want that. That's where they want it to go. If it wasn't for the, it's always if it wasn't for the Jews and the Israelis.
Right, right. I mean, and let's not deceive ourselves that this is somehow a peaceful area, even outside of the Israel issue. I mean, look at what Sunnis and Shiites are doing to each other in Iraq and Syria, across the region. Look, but the problem I have is the United States of America is becoming complicit in evil. The desire to drive the Jews out of Israel, to drive the Jews into the sea, is evil.
Right.
Denying the reality of history in the region to accomplish that purpose is evil, and the U.S. is complicit in it when it refuses to sponsor just a basic historical exhibit.
The whole thing is unbelievable, folks. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You're going to want to get in this conversation early again, 1-800-684-3110. And, folks, we want you to sign this petition. Stop the funding of the UN. We think it needs to happen right now. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. When you're there, make a donation to the ACLJ. That really helps us out as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, folks, like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Become part of the team. Get this information. You're not hearing about this in the news, so you're getting it right here. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. I will always
be. It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic.
Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Christy in Oregon, who's been holding on line two. Christy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do so much. It seems like the UN's bullying ace card is always calling everyone who they want to control like racist all the time, and that's whatever agenda they have going on, whether it's African Americans or those from Mexico or the Philistines or the Palestinians. But then anyone who opposed their agenda, those people are called racist. Yet Israel, to me, is the most productive and civil nation in the Middle East, I feel. And when they're constantly attacked, the people who are constantly mistreating them and attacking them are never called racist. And that seems to be the big buzzword. So I'm just wondering why that is.
Well, I mean, listen, they go back to this idea that it's somehow, I mean, this is the term that is used, that it's an apartheid state. Because of the Palestinian situation. So that's how they get to the term racist, which is kind of funny because Israel, and ironic because Israel came out of the Holocaust. There were Jews who were fighting for this land, a place for the Jews to be where they wouldn't be persecuted before the Holocaust, but it didn't really happen. There were some moves to agree that predating, we're talking early 1900s, to allow that. But until the Holocaust, the world just didn't really push it. It was happening at the UN, actually. It was moving forward. And finally, after that, that was kind of, solved the issue. At least it looked like it did. And listen, most of those issues you can really blame on colonial powers. We broke off. We beat the British. They were the ones dividing this with the other European countries into unworkable territories, And so some of this has been trying to go back to a time before the European empires started randomly dividing up certain areas. So I think, the racist word comes from the apartheid thing that leads to the Palestinian issue. I don't think it has anything to do with race at all. I don't think the issue it has to do with a race. There's a lot of Arab Israelis who are happy to live in Israel and would much rather be living in Israel than Palestinian territories or in other, Arab countries. And I also don't think it's all Arabs that are the problem, but I think the governments and what we put up with has kind of set the tone that this is okay behavior. This is all right to act this way. And the United States, we could do better. We could do a lot more, especially with how much we're investing. And Don's actually calling in from Florida about our investments into the UN. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. I don't want to be oversimplistic, but it seems to me that the UN, as much as it is costing us, still gives us recognition as a world leader in trying to unite the world and trying to bring peace. I'd rather see us spending money than have the UN get the credit to be funded by Russia or some other...
Well, Russia couldn't afford it. I mean, Don, you know, to be honest with you, maybe China... But you know what? Would they actually commit that much to the world? Probably not. Would anyone want to take their money as a peacekeeper? No, they're too controversial. They're not to be trusted because if they go into a country, will they leave or will they conquer? And Than, the issue is not should we even be involved. It's if we're going to be involved, what do we want to get out of it? Well, not just lip service that we're such a great country. How about, you know, we're on the Security Council. We fund the most. Why are we letting Russia stand in the way? Why are we allowing... bad actors to stop good things from getting done if we're this powerful country? And I think, Don, that's the issue. And then when you're there, you realize the U.S. is not very powerful inside that operating body.
Yeah, if the dollars equated to clout within the U.N., Jordan, it would be one thing. I mean, but people really need to understand how the U.N. functions. We've been talking about how the United States contributes 22% of the general operating fund, 28% of peacekeeping missions. So you would think that they have a lot of power. But when it comes to voting at the United Nations, on all but just a few things, it is one nation, one vote, regardless of size, regardless of contributions. And just one example. This is the most powerful example, but it really is the one that is significant here. The Organization for the Islamic Cooperation, 58 Islamic countries, most of them very, very small. Most of them do not contribute to the General Operating Fund. They actually take from it. They almost always vote together. They almost always demand certain things in order to give those 58 votes. And, Jordan, they almost always get exactly what they want. And that's why this insignificant display that we're talking about here, that's why it came down, because the OIC and their 58 votes said, we don't care about the United States, one vote.
Folks, we're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Herb calling from Florida on line 5, disagrees with something that happened earlier in the broadcast. Herb, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Well, I'm pleasantly surprised that you would take my call, but thank you anyway. I'm an African American, and I'm a deacon in my in the Christian faith, and I was very offended by one of your previous callers who made the statement that African American pastors are intentionally keeping their congregants in ignorance of the situation surrounding Israel and the support that God has blessed Israel with. And I find it even more offensive that you would then turn around and agree with that outrageous statement.
Well, first, I mean, the caller is African-American. I think you can make comments. Herb, you can make comments about your experience. He can make comments about his. So I don't think you can say that, you know, he's not allowed to say. I will say this, too, as someone who does a lot of work with the African-American church in the United States and churches in Africa, and, you know, you've got the Israel issues, issues like life, issues like marriage. Why doesn't that translate to the politics? And it does seem like there are pastors who are not really telling their congregants the truth. You know, President Obama lines up about against every single issue when it comes to social issues and even foreign policy. If you're talking about Israel, Herb, I mean, this is not a strong supporter of Israel, is a pro-abortion president in our history, pro-gay marriage. You want me to keep going down the list? I mean, this seems like something the black church would reject, not because he's black and that should matter, but just because of the issues. And for some reason, that hasn't translated in mass. And I know there's other political issues at play, but if you believe abortion's murder, or if you believe Israel is important, as you just said, and I'll take your word for it that you do, it's pretty tough to reconcile supporting President Obama, you know, and the way the U.S. has gone about this. If you're pro-life, it's pretty tough in reconciling that. I mean, you have to make a real good case of why these other issues that he's so much better. I mean, he hasn't been very good on domestic policy. When it comes to health care and things like that, it's been a disaster. So I don't think it's wrong to say that people can feel misled. And I think, you know, taking it from different perspectives, you may go into a different church. You may have a different experience here. You know, it's hard to make, obviously, major general points about one experience. But I will tell you, someone with a national experience going around the country and around the world, it does seem like the politics hasn't added up to the beliefs, the sincere beliefs. And I just don't see it translating. And I know there's other issues at play as historically and politics, but at some point, history stops. You know, the Democrat and Republican Party changed a lot in the last 50 years, and it's still changing. But it seems like on the issues, they don't add up. And so I'm just going to leave it at there. I think people, if they want to comment on that, they can. Everyone has the right to their own opinion, and everyone has different experiences as well. We can go to Jack in Oregon on line one. Jack, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just very grateful you to accept my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling, Jack.
Yeah, I had a little issue with the entire situation because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is the one that gave Israel that land, and told Joshua, every place the soles of your foot shall tread upon shall be your land. I mean, that was way back before any of this stuff ever started. And those people that are coming against it, they read their Quran. It even says in their Quran, you to obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's an interesting point you bring up, is that even historically, religiously, is there justification for this inside Islam? For this kind of conquest? I mean, how much of it is just hatred for Jews? How much of it is kind of made up politics over time? And really, you know, which I go back to, honestly, is that it goes past just Israel. It goes to us. You know, they see us as the root of the problem. You know, and that this is kind of the front lines. You know, Israel's been on the front lines against the war on terror before it was brought to our doorstep on 9/11. Some would say, you know, the first World Trade Center, the USS Cole, but really brought to the United States on 9/11, the same kind of terror that Israel's been facing and battling. We're the root. And so I think, Jack, you know, you can look at the religious issues, but you can look at also just the realities on the ground. And the reality is what these countries don't like is that a nation of 6.5 million can beat them in wars, has better military, has a better economy, has a better government, has a better standard of life than even the oil-rich Gulf states, which have, you know, pretty, you'd say, family-run governments, you know, where you don't have much rights or much freedom. So, folks, again, I think it's a time to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also visit aclj.org. This is one you should get updated on. Or call now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll be right back.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, we are going to jump right into another segment from our special documentary called The Export, outlining the emergence of radical Islam in the Middle East, as well as what we believe the United States' response to that threat should be, specifically as it applies to the United Nations and our other international affairs. So we're going to jump right into this. Again, this is a segment from our special documentary called The Export. If you want to see the entire thing, you can find it at ACLJ.org.
We're coming to you from the streets of New York. Now, we're actually in front of, Tim, Ladder Engine for company number 10, right, which was really, of the first responders, was kind of the first responder.
Yes, they're right across the street from the,
so
from the complex.
So when the call came in, I mean, obviously they saw it. They immediately responded, and they went over. Now, you were close by as well.
Right. They're on the south side of the Ground Zero. I'm on the north side. And so I came from the north, they came from the south.
When the event took place, and as it was unfolding in that, you know, period of time you were talking about, the first aircraft goes in, the alarms go out. What's the reaction inside a fire department? You are a special operations guy, so what is the reaction that's going on right then when that happens?
Well, this is the big one. You know, this is the adrenaline starts pumping. This is what we train for, the thing that you don't expect. And this is exactly what happened. But your training kicks in, your adrenaline kicks in, and you're going to save lives. It's the real deal.
And there was no doubt at that point, by the time these groups are all activated, within an hour, they knew we were in a war. I mean, this was a war.
Yeah,
I remember this as I was watching from Washington, and I was in Virginia and then in Washington. Watching it, I remember they initially said 30,000 body bags, the expected casualty count.
Right.
So you guys did, and from behalf of all of the American people, thank you and your colleagues. Because as devastating as 3,000 lives lost in the entire event, which is awful, the fact that it wasn't 30,000 was miraculous, because it was going to be.
The guys that went up in those towers saved a lot of people.
Yeah, and of course a lot of them never came back out.
Yeah.
You think about now what we're dealing with here in New York. We're going to go there in a few minutes, too. Let's walk over this way first and look at what we're seeing right here. I mean, this is the construction going. What is actually, Tim, what is the, what's going on right here right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're rebuilding the tower here. They're rebuilding the second, you know, another tower on this end. Over there is what we used to call the Freedom Tower, but now it's One World Trade Center. There is a lot of work going on here. Their goal is to get the memorial built by the 10th anniversary.
All right, so let's come over this way with me here, because I want everybody to get a view of what we're really looking at here. That building right there, the one that we see that's still up,
that's the new 7 World Trade Center.
You were in that. That was your building.
That's right.
Okay.
The building I was in collapsed.
Okay. And that collapsed at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right.
All right. So you look at this. There's still a memorial here.
Right.
We've got footage of this. I mean, there's still people right now, as we're here in New York City, there are people stopping 9.5 years later. Still people walking here, paying their respects.
Yes.
And yet, the next spot we're going to is going to be another monument.
A plan to build an Islamic community center near Ground Zero set off a national controversy with anger, passion, and more than a little misinformation.
A proposal to build a mosque and Islamic cultural center near Ground Zero generating a lot of heat at a hearing in New York City. Opponents want to give landmark status to the 150-year-old building, which would essentially prevent the mosque and center from being built.
Fox News alert, we have got new tape coming in now from the explosive comments just surfacing from the man behind the mosque near Ground Zero. Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf gave a speech back in 2005 where he compared the United States and Al-Qaeda.
There's a major issue developing in the United States right now, and it is captivating the news, and that is the proposed mosque at the site of Ground Zero, in a building that received the landing gear from the first aircraft that hit the World Trade Center, and it's generated a lot of controversy. If one were to look at it from just a public relations standpoint within the Islamic world, you would think this is terrible public relations. Why would you put a mosque at a site so close to the heart of the greatest attack of terrorism in U.S. history? So here's the question, because you're an expert in these areas. Why would an imam want a mosque at the site of Ground Zero?
I think here is the not the question of the right of Muslims to build a mosque. Nobody is, I think, there are so many mosques in the United States, including in New York City, so nobody thinks that the United States Constitution or the United States government is opposing the building of a mosque. The problem is it's a very symbolic place. The symbol of 9/11 is a symbol from the point of the radical Islamists. They had here a victory against the United States, a kind of declaration of war on the territory of the United States for the first time in the history of the United States. So it's a very symbolic place, not only for the Americans, but also for the Muslims. So I think that the building here a center, even if it is considered to be moderate in its essence, but for the other radicals, it will be exactly the sign that we are winning the war against the infidels. We are, have a kind of presence there near the 9/11 place, and we can continue in other places.
Is this the proper place for the new Islamic Center? Joining us right now to discuss and debate, former New York City firefighter, 9/11 responder, Tim Brown. Hi, Tim. And also here to my immediate left, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf. He is the founder of the Cordoba Initiative, the group proposing the center. He's also the author of this book, What's Right with Islam is What's Right with America.
You've been called a jihadi, a friend of terrorists, a man who can't be trusted. So who are you?
I'm a man of peace, Scott.
He's doing exactly what Muslims have been doing all through history, which is Islam and its laws of jihad does not want to coexist. Islam wants to replace.
It's almost the second wave.
It is. It's just different. It's jihad. It's just not violent jihad. It's stealth jihad. And we're on to them, and we're never
going
to
let them. And they
know it. They know it. And it's never going to happen.
We talk about this when we were upstairs looking over this. You know Imam Rauf. You've debated him. Do you, when you first were dealing with him, and even now, do you think he anticipated the pushback he's now received?
No.
And the anger that is coming from all corners of the United States?
Absolutely. America is behind the families. America knows these families have paid too much already. And Americans know what's right. Americans have common sense, even though our government doesn't sometimes. Americans have common sense. That's why 70% of America is with us, and that number has grown. This mosque will never be built.
I wonder if you understand why many families who lost a loved one on 9/11 are hurt by this.
I'm extremely sensitive to the feelings of the families of 9/11.
Then why did you do it?
Because we wanted to prevent another 9/11.
In history, there are so many examples. When they went into Egypt, they replaced, they turned the churches into mosques. They didn't go and build a mosque next door and coexisted. They replaced the actual churches in a very violent way at that time with the sword.
It is political conquest, and it's a religious conquest too, because at the very core of Islam, that all the other religions are inferior to Islam. Islam is Allah's last and final word to the world, and therefore any other views, whether the gospel or the Torah, they have to be subjugated to that final word from Allah.
Folks, again, that was a segment from our special documentary called The Export. Listen, as we close the broadcast today, if you want to stop funding the organization that censures the nation of Israel more than all of the other nations of the world combined, that would be the United Nations. Call now, 877-989-2255. It's time for the United States to get out of business with the United Nations. You can go to aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.